So, as a bit of light relief, let's turn to comedy, shall we? Our regular Let's Talk columnist Keith Skipper always has something to make us chuckle, and this month is no exception, as he eavesdrops on a fantasy bit of banter between two comedy legends, Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise. Take it away, Mr. Haverson.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while.
Morecambe and Wise, one of the most successful double acts in show business history, and you still can't see the join, were back in these parts recently for a one-off show under Cromer Pier. In fact, they took off socks and shoes and rolled up their trousers for a special portrait to complement their timely Canute impressions designed to hold back the tide of venom and vulgarity threatening to engulf our current comedy scene. I first met the wisecracking Wizards during a summer season at Great Yarmouth in the mid-1960s. Eric welcomed me into their dressing room with a heartfelt, "Come in, young man, and take the weight off your notebook." Ern couldn't get a word in sideways. Over half a century later, I stood back and admired an unfading mutual admiration society. This edited version of a memorable comeback shows the old magic is still there, not least when it comes to making themselves at home with a Norfolk audience. This water hardly comes up to my expectations. Ah, that'll be part of the County Council cuts, leaving a lot of people in short time. Do you pay as you earn, Ern? Times are hard. We'd better be careful out there. Did you know a killer whale has been spotted off Sheringham? Who spotted it? Chap with a paintbrush? It's a publicity stunt, my little gullible friend. Didn't they do the same at Great Yarmouth when we were there? Thousands of people missed out our show in the hope of catching a glimpse of Scroby Dick. Well, I'm going to keep an eye out for Lord Nelson. He's the fellow they call on round here to repel invaders. Did you see that play what I wrote about Norfolk's most famous son? See it? I gave my right arm to play the lead role when you graciously turned yourself down for not being tall enough. A wise decision, little Ern. You can't make a drama out of a half Nelson. Oh yes, I starred as Hardy in the first act and Laura in the second to get more laughs. I'm working on my helm blower right now. There's no answer to that. Are you attending that fancy dress ball in Munsey tonight, Eric? Think I'll look in as Napoleon. Yes, that way you can always keep one hand on your wallet. Why exactly are we washing our feet? I do mine every year, whether they need it or not. Here's something you don't know. I got complimented on my driving today in Burnham Market. Someone left a little note on the windscreen. It said, "Parking fine." So that was nice. This boy's a fool. You should have come up with me to that posh restaurant serving breakfast at any time. I ordered a French toast during the Renaissance. Have you noticed how most people who are handsome, witty and intelligent, like what I am, are usually rather conceited? You're a self-made man, Ern, who worships his creator. Did you answer that advert in the Let's Talk magazine? Which one do you mean? Woman with mallet would like to meet small man with bow legs for croquet fun. I've had enough of this. Let's get back on dry land and spend some time on the pitch and putt golf course. Right, I'll carry you around. And don't forget to bring your tea urn. Tea urn. Do you get it? With my everlasting little friend with the short, fat, hairy legs.
Bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Thank you, Neil. Have you ever considered a career in show business?